You're listening to Conversations About Power. I'm your host, Lynn Coleman, and the creator of the Magnificana Method, which helps you find the words you need to express what you were born to do. In this podcast, we explore power and powerful self-expression. We all have stories to tell about power, so get ready to be inspired. In this conversation about power, I'm talking to Lenya Faraguna. I've known Lenya for a long time now. She lives in a tiny village with a castle in Slovenia with her husband and son. She's a marketing expert and the CEO of Radio Embassy and a conference organizer. If you ask this woman to organize something, she can do it. Give her a couple of weeks, it's done. She is so full of ideas and concepts, it's unreal. One of the concepts she's invented is marketing, which is all about human-to-human marketing and how we can apply empathy to marketing and to ourselves, because the two are really interconnected. And she created what she calls the 1-4-5-2 self-coaching method to help you take care of yourself so you can take care of other people. Back in 2017, she shared a stage with Gary Vee, Bill Murray, and the Freakonomics guys during a conference in Bucharest. She talks about how she used to avoid bragging about experiences like this and how she's grown since then. Literally, every time she talks about this experience, I get more details. It's incredible. And she also shares that when I first asked her to speak about power, she really didn't want to talk about it. Get ready for a fascinating conversation.
Right. So let's start. So who are you and what do you do?
Oh my God. So I come from the only country with love in its name.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live abroad. I was on and about in the world. And then 7 years ago, just before I gave birth to my first and only son, Noah, we decided to move into the tiniest village of 275 people. And I still manage to see and feel the world from this little, little village. I call myself the Diamond Explorer, because I truly believe that every human being and every entrepreneur has its unique diamond inside of us, which is the core, the power, the giant version of us. And I used to help people just with marketing so that they would show this diamond to the world and become visible through marketing, which is a concept that I created in 2007. And then I realized that just strategy is not enough, that we are our own biggest obstacle, not the strategies or the copywriting techniques, like, you know, with Lynn, that she is also moving into the deeper conversation about the human psyche and the human mind and the human potential. And then I trained to become a laser mindset coach. And now just recently, right, just recently, like a month ago, I returned back to one of my first business loves, and that is radio. I had been teaching about radio for 15 years before I gave birth to Noah and moved my business online. I used to be all around Europe teaching people about how to write radio ads and do promotions. And now I'm back after 7 years. So
back on the radio and organizing conference. It was a conference, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an online conference, the first one of its kind in the world. So this was really, really amazing. You go back with a bang.
Yeah. And how long did you take to organize this?
Oh, 3 weeks.
Exactly. There we go. Now, I said in the intro, Lenya does some powerful stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into this before we go on, because of the things that I always tend to mention when I talk about you. I say, you know, shared the stage with Gary Vee. Now, yeah, there's not many of us who can say that. So would you like to just tell us a little bit about that? And if you don't know who Gary Vee is, then just look him up. He's a big deal. Yeah?
I got a text message from a radio guy So that was in 2019 that I spoke with Gary Vee, I think. Or was it 17? 17, because Noah was 9 months old, right? So he was backstage with my husband by the stage while I was on the stage. So 2017, basically just a few months after I left the radio world, and a guy who lives in France and has a wife from Bucharest sent me a photo of the biggest billboard in the middle of Bucharest with Gary's face, Julian Treasure, Bill Murray, and Lenia Faraguna and the Freakonomics or whatever it's called guys. And we were on the billboard in the middle of Bucharest. And I was like,
I didn't even know about the other name.
I did not even know that this is going to be in Bucharest. Like, this is not the small billboard, but the one through the whole big building, right? It's huge.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. You know, I just got the little banner on the Facebook, you know, so I'll put that in. But I was very humble about it. And I was very, like, I don't want to brag. I was in that sort of, like, I will tell people once. Hopefully people don't think I'm bragging. And I will never mention it again, right? And, of course, it's, like, 2017 and now 23. I have grown a little bit to be a little bit more proud of what I'm doing and helping people behind the scenes. And I would talk to Gary on Facebook Live. I was just too scared shitless to do anything like that but in 2017. But he's the nicest guy. I, of course, prepared, and I love to do things differently. So I went to the mayor of my town and pulled some connections. And I said, look, I need the wine from the oldest wine in the world, which happens to be in my hometown. I just need the bottle. You know, you are taking it to big bosses all over the world, to the presidents, and I need it for Gary Vee's father, right? So, and I got it. So I came on stage holding the box with the oldest wine in the world. And I said, everybody, I know you think that I'm completely nuts carrying this box with me on this stage, but it's for Gary's dad. So I will give it to you, and everybody please sign their name in the audience. There were, like, I don't know, 1,000 or 3,000, or I don't know how many people in the audience. Just get it, your signature. So I will give it to Gary. And I have it on tape. When I give it to Gary, and he was like, oh my God, this is the nicest thing. And at midnight, so the conference was until, let's say, 6 or 7, and then all the speakers and all the VIP guests went into the VIP club, and Gary was there for people. He is not unapproachable.
Right.
So he is the person who would not eat while people, 20 people would, you know, stand beside him and ask him questions. Then he said, I'm sorry, I have a meeting with my HR team, and he would run away and come back. He was jet lagged. He came with D-Rock, his video guy, and he was jet lagged. He didn't sleep. He came straight to the conference, and he was there until midnight. So, you know, you're just walking around, and then just Gary Vee walking past you, and he goes, you're the first person I met in the hotel. You gave me that wine. I don't have a photo with you. And I was like, let's do it. And he was really nice. He opened up about his plans for the future. And he just talked to Miran, my husband, and me, just us. There were no bodyguards and blah, blah, blah. You know, and the price for him speaking for an hour is like 100K, right? Yeah. So you would think that he's this, you know, he's not. He's the most human person ever.
There you go.
So that was really, really
nice. I've heard this story before, but I'm hearing new details this time. This is really interesting. Bill Murray didn't register with me last time.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. So this is one of the things I think is really, really interesting. I remember when we started talking to each other, and you just said, oh, Gary Vee. And I said, Gary what? You know, tell me about that. What's this all about?
Yeah.
Right. So let's start talking about power. I mean, this is a great story because it shows a lot about, you know, our perceptions of power that, you know, we think because somebody charges 100K an hour, then, you know, then they must be so powerful that they wouldn't even want to talk to somebody like us. So you've seen that, experienced it, and know that that doesn't have to be like that. You know, if somebody's a dickhead, they're going to be a dickhead if they're earning 100K an hour or if they're earning 10K an hour, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Right. So if I say the word power.
Yes.
What associations do you have with it?
I told you that you shared with me that there were interesting reactions to the word when you invited people. And when you first invited me, I was in the middle of preparing for the conference. So I just looked at it with the part of my left eye. And I was like, power. She wants to talk about power. Like, why does she want to talk to me about power? That was it. And I was like, I don't like the word. And then I started thinking about why I don't like the word. Because it always feels it is power over somebody. And like, if you want to make it in business, then you have to be above your clients, above your team, above other people in the industry who do the same magical thing as you do. And then I realized that this just comes from the old social norms, or how the old definitions of power, of being a strong woman, was, and that I can definitely change the definition for myself. And this is what you are doing with power right now. You are trying to redefine or give it a different connotation. And I believe that, like you said, so many people who have achieved many things are assholes and dickheads, and this is how they behave. I have power. You have to shut up when I talk. You don't ask me questions. But it's a good thing that we started with Gary, because he is the personification of power, but in a human to human way, which I think it's what it's all about. So the power that I think that you made me, or you helped me think about, is that I am powerful when I am in connection with myself, and I have power over my, not power over, but basically acceptance of all parts of me that are still running me. And some of them are really loving what I do, and some of them are really critical. And if I can give love to all parts of me and accept all parts of me, even the ones that make lots of mistakes and disappoint others, then I can feel calm inside of me. And this calmness, clarity, and confidence to me is power.
Beautifully said. Yeah, I love that. So it's the redefinition, isn't it? Of the, you know, our old ideas about power being domination, people being suppressed, repressed, have you, and then changing it into the source of power in yourself, acknowledging that, and then doing something with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doing something that really matters with what you have inside, even if you don't have everything figured out.
Especially if you don't have everything figured out, because otherwise you'll never do it.
And this is the thing, you know. For example, let's take a concrete example. Like this conference, it's finished. Well, people can still watch the videos and the talks, and we are still in contact with a group of people. But I was just finishing this morning the survey, right? And I know that years ago, I would be really scared to say what you did not like, what could have gone better. And I was writing this question, and it was like all the other questions, it didn't have a label on it. Like, what if people tell me something that I didn't even realize that I was doing in the conference, and it somehow wasn't received that well? It's like, I believe that this calmness in me, that I did the best that I could, this clarity of why I was doing this, and this confidence with which I was doing the conference and showing so many people these speakers is what is the power inside of me to not be afraid to ask, how can I make it better?
Yeah.
And I think that this is also power inside of us that I can say, where did I F up?
Yeah, or you know, how could I have improved it?
Exactly.
Or
yeah.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to do something with somebody's comments. I mean, even if somebody, you have a choice, don't you, as well?
And that is coming also out of power.
Yeah.
Right? So if I, like, if somebody says, you know, it should have been live and all the presentations should have been live, but I pre-recorded it before, I just had the Q&A live. And it would not bother me that I effed up because I did not want to suffer a heart attack thinking I need to now get a woman from Los Angeles whose Wi-Fi doesn't work and she's one of my main speakers. And I don't know if it will work that I would be nervous. No. I was when the conference started, right, on the day, I was like, what should I do now? Because everything was prepared. And I used to do conferences live. I love myself too much to do it again. So I would not look at this criticism or this idea of how to make something better as something that I will use. But then if somebody said you could do it something, you know, which I didn't think of, I would go, that's an interesting point. I will look at it. I would talk it with Miran, and then we would decide whether we would listen to it or not. Yeah. Right? And I also wrote to people, look, we can take a no and we will not be angry with you. We know that all things can become better for all of us. You know, with the rising tide, all the boats lift. So if I become better, then everybody will get better with the conference. So I think that this is coming out of power. I would be so scared to ask what I did wrong because of my people pleaser saboteur.
Yeah. Yeah. Lenya's really into saboteurs, you know, and saboteurs are sort of like go-to behaviors, which we've learned when we're very young as a way of coping and feeling safe and adapting to the people around us. And the sort of things that we tend to carry on as adults unthinkingly, and which are quite tricky to change, aren't they?
Well, they are tricky to identify first.
Exactly, exactly.
So this is the biggest unpleasant thing. That you first identify, go, I still do that?
Yeah.
And that in that moment, you don't go and criticize yourself. And then there are simple tools of how you can take their power away. You can never let them go completely or divorce them completely. But taking their power away is just practice. Like fitness, this is mental fitness. But identifying and being open to it and having conversations with people like Lynn, who go into a conversation and poke a little bit so she makes you think, that is what we need. And this is how we can create really great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do have conversations with Lenya's people pleaser on occasion and, you know. directly, yeah. Yeah, so when do you feel most powerful?
I have learned that there are two versions of me, right? This is the ego version. And the giant version of me. And I always, because I learned about this, I know how the ego version of me behaves. And if I didn't practice this, I wouldn't catch this. So there are four behaviors which take away my power, and that are criticizing myself, criticizing and blaming others, criticizing the situation, like, because I have a son, I can't now be like all the other coaches who are free and don't have kids. This is why they are doing better than me. Mm-hmm. And being scared of something unknown and unfamiliar. So whenever I can catch that thought, emotion, or behavior, then I know I can get back to my power. So it's not the power, but knowing I can get back to my power is powerful to me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I get that. But are there specific situations where you feel really powerful, where you know this is like, you know, it's like you're going to like feel it in your body, that you're like on top of the world?
Yes. When I'm on stages. So I love going on stages. I love doing interviews, not just me being interviewed. Others, right? So I just had like 14 guests and I interviewed each and every one of them. And this is just wow, you know, exploring and going deeper and people feeling that I'm really listening to them and then asking sub questions. This is really, really amazing. Yeah, these two things, I think. Talking with people and listening to people's stories and then also explaining my story to people.
That makes a lot of sense for somebody who spent so long in radio, isn't it? Talking and listening. Yeah. Yeah. So what would you say to business owners who don't feel very powerful or who shy away from power in some way?
Well, first of all, I would say that they should celebrate knowing that they're doing this, right? So that you go, oh, thank you, Lynn. Thank you, people that show me the mirror and go, I shy away from this, or I have a resentment talking about these. These are our beautiful clues of saying, this is how I get to power, to know that I don't want to get to power or I don't want to talk about power. So absolutely celebrate knowing that you now know that you have certain resentment or shy away talking about this. And then I would just find people like Lynn or people who would be able to hold you while you explore and realize what makes you powerful, what gets and what even that means to you, right? Because you have to realize what feels good. Where do I feel good? Doing what? Because you might be surprised, you know? You might be surprised that you really like doing interviews, but you've done the last one 12 years ago. And then you're thinking, but I really like interviews. Why don't I have a podcast, right? And you could go, because the ego says it's an unfamiliar thing and I don't know 7 things that I need to do technically to do that. But do I need to go on all the podcast platforms or whatever they are? Or I can just do it like Lynn, right? So I could just start. I love doing this. So you could see what feels good in your body, where you feel connected with yourself deeply, and then explore from there. But first celebrate yourself that you know that you are not living that power or that full potential. And just love on yourself knowing, now I know where I stand.
I love that, because we so often, you know, go into these routines of, and they are routines, aren't they? These stories we tell ourselves about ourselves, you know, oh God, you're doing it again. Why can't you be as, you know, comparing yourself to somebody else?
Absolutely.
Why can't I be more like that? And what, you know, all of those little stories that we tell ourselves. Yeah. And a lot of the time we shy away from anything that we think might be painful, because our natural inclination is to move away from pain.
And danger.
But the more we do that, the bigger our stories get, the further we get away from our power. So love that you talk about the first step being celebrating.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, it's time to have a, time to have a hooray, I don't feel powerful party or something, absolutely. You know, just whatever.
And love on yourself.
Yeah.
I love me. I don't feel powerful. And I'm acknowledging this. That's the duality. And this is, you know, one of the techniques that I taught women is the duality power sentence, where it's and you say, I'm scared to do this talk with Lynn And I caught myself telling myself that I might screw up and not remember a word in English because it's not my, you know, what do you say?
Native language.
Native. I wanted to say natural, right?
Yep.
So you could say, I am scared, and don't say, I'm scared, but I need to do this. I'm scared, and I caught myself, or I caught my ego saying that maybe I will, you know, forget a word or something like that. So the duality that you can use, which is the end, is something which will help you receive all of you and welcome all of you home.
Yep.
Yes, you're scared. Yes, you feel triggered by Lynn talking about power. Good. Now you saw it, and now be transparent about it, right? So if, for example, Lynn would ask you about power and you would feel resentment, the powerful part in you would feel love towards the possibility of this conversation leading you back to power.
Yeah.
So you could say, Lynn, don't ghost Lynn or don't ghost anybody, but say, I am making myself believe that I have nothing to say on this subject. And I wanted to share this with you because I really, you made me think, and I'm really thankful to you. And I still don't know what I should talk about. And I caught myself. So that is, to me, the symbol or the representation of a powerful human connected and feeling home within herself or himself, and not criticizing or not liking any part of you. If this transparency can happen, that is just, oh my God.
That opens doors, doesn't it?
That opens
really
doors.
Opens doors. Because the more we stay in, this is how it is because this is how it is because this is how it is.
Yeah.
The more we dig into staying the same, and if we can, you know, and if we can change that and allow for the fact that we would actually like to move somewhere else and we're not there yet, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Then we start moving, don't we?
And I think that this is the beautiful part, that when we feel resentment towards something, which means you don't want to move into that direction, it's really, really beautiful that you are transparent with the other person. So if Lynn says, I believe this and this and this is power, that the goal of these conversations is not that you say, Lynn, you were right, but you say, Lynn, thank you. You made me think about it. Right? So I think that this is really like the core of beautiful change, that somebody who might activate you and you feel resentment, maybe, right? I felt excitement. So it was activation, but into the positive. But it can easily be into what? Why? Right? That at that moment you say, oh, ego, I caught myself, you being scared or something unknown, unfamiliar. You started criticizing Lynn. Oh, that's ego behavior. So how do I go back to the giant? By being transparent to Lynn and saying, this is how I felt when you sent me this. And I know it's something inside of me. Could we talk about it?
Yeah.
That would just be amazing.
Absolutely.
In all relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm trying in these conversations to give a platform to everybody's idea about power and not impose my idea as much as anything, because I know my idea is my idea and it's only my idea. So if we're talking about power being something, you know, that comes from within and helps you share things with other people, it's absolutely not my place to tell you this is what power is.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. Otherwise, I'm using that old paradigm of power, of, you know, imposing it on you. So I'm sort of saying what I think about it, but I am not defining it very, very clearly, because I want to give a stage to a lot of women who I know are incredibly powerful, but may not call themselves powerful.
Absolutely.
and let them speak about it. That's the whole idea.
But tell me about this powerful, like, you said that you would call me powerful, and I said to you, I would never put that adjective next to my name. And then you said about this beautiful ritual that you did. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I was probably going to talk about it another time, but yes, I'll explain it briefly and I'll talk about it another time in more detail. Yes. But I went through a ritual. Ritual was, well, it was suggested to me by Marian Nielsen-Yost, and Marian's going to be talking about power as well. And having done that ritual, which I put off for several weeks, using all
it was resentment.
I don't know whether it was resentment. It was I think I was quite afraid of it. Mm-hmm. And I was, because it was new. I was afraid because it was new, and I thought, this is crazy what I'm being asked to do. And so I was judging it. And I was judging it. Well, I'm not going to go into all the details. I'll explain that another time.
Right.
Honestly, I'm going to explain that another time. But what happened with this ritual was that afterwards, as I did, I eventually did what it was that I was supposed to do. And I felt a feeling of power in my, in my body, that I had never felt before in my entire life. And I felt like if I were to walk down the street now, it would almost be like people would bow to me. I mean, I felt that sort of like majestic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just, nobody can touch me while I have this power.
Yeah.
Which was not what I was expecting to get out of this ritual at all. But that's what happened. And it appeared. Then I tried to, after that, it was sort of like, wow, the difference in state before this ritual and after this ritual was enormous. But obviously, it was always there, because it couldn't come out if it wasn't always there.
Exactly.
And that's really what triggered all of these ideas about power. But I will explain this another time, and I will explain it in a lot more detail. So now I'm being deliberately vague about it, but I will talk about it very soon.
Good thing, because now we want to know more. I already know more because you tell me, right?
Yeah.
But we are not going to, this is the thing. Like you, with this ritual, and it's amazing, and I would try it. And you know what I always wanted? I always was thinking, before I knew about the tools of how to get back to my power, and I have certain tools that are mindset tools, body tools, different things. You have to have like a sport billy bag, you put in and you go, oh, I can use that to get back to my power. And one of the really random things in life is just me loving looking at myself and having this lip gloss. It just gives me this power. But I always said, what if I created something for my people who would not know all the tools that I know, and I wanted to give them to them like a magic pill? Like, how could I create like a perfume that you would, like a perfume or something like that? And I will try and find this thing. And I don't know where it is, because my son is the most amazing innovator, and I don't know where he put this, but I have this thing that is like a roll-on out of essential oils, and I called it Unbreakable. And I gave it to all of my clients, and you put it here, 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 and here, and also here, right? And I always tell them, like, you can make a ritual out of this. When you have a meeting, just before you send an offer, just before you pay something big, just do a little ritual with you so that you know either this smell or a special music or any of your senses that are activated, that you know how it feels when you are home.
Yeah. You just reminded me of something, as I used to have a little, I used to take essential oils with me, and then if I needed a certain sort of energy, I'd use one. And if I needed another energy, I'd use another one. So I had like an energizing one, and I had one that was going to calm me down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, incredibly powerful. Goes right to the middle of the brain.
It
changes
does.
Everything.
And these are just little tools, you know? And then I know that you have a whole process for entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs who want to be more visible and really change the world with your messages. So I'm really looking forward to this. I can't use the M word yet, can
I? No, you can't. No. Okay. No, no.
But that would be like, you really, all right.
We'll have to talk about that another time.
Yes.
So, Lenya,
and it's great. What you're preparing is absolutely what we need as entrepreneurs who want to be visible more. Like, really amazing.
I'm so excited about all of this stuff that I'm coming across. Yes. It's just, yeah, really, really exciting. So, how can people get in touch with you, Lenya?
Don't. I have too much to do. Like, if you would have seen my wall, right? What the hell? I'll just show you my wall. This is my
wall. Yeah.
Right? This is my wall.
Yeah.
These are all projects that Miran and I are just starting, completing in the middle. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Lenya Faraguna everywhere. Facebook page, Lenya Faraguna, get in touch. I don't know. I'm always a student of life and I love the human experience. So I just love to hear your story. I would love to hear how Lynn and I made you think, how I might have activated you or Lynn. And I just want to really connect with really awakened humans. That's it.
Love it. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing conversation.
You've been listening to Conversations About Power with your host, Lynn Coleman, copywriter and copy coach for coaches, trainers and healers, and creator of the Magnificana method, which helps you find the words you need to express what you were born to do. You'll find all the contact details in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe for more inspiration, and I'd love to hear from you. Meet me on Facebook or Instagram, and let's continue the conversation.